This is Jay Sekulow. The UN Secretary General goes to Iran for a meeting. What does that mean for Israel and the United States?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
But there isn't going to be any compromise on this, and he knows that. That's the failure of the West, this obsession with getting back to the negotiating table without any clear idea what even our objectives are once we sit down, once we get past, hi, how are you?
Look at Iran. Through the power of our diplomacy, a world that was once divided about how to deal with Iran's nuclear program now stands as one. The regime is more isolated than ever before. Its leaders are faced with crippling sanctions. And as long as they shirk their responsibilities, this pressure will not relent.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
God's provision there will never cease. We are the Joshua generation. Let's rise up and take a stand.
Diplomacy, by the way, didn't fail yesterday. It failed about 10 years ago.
I mean, think about it. Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, these countries are tiny compared to the Soviet Union. They don't pose a serious threat to us the way the Soviet Union posed a threat to us. And yet we were willing to talk to the Soviet Union at the time when they were saying, we're going to wipe you off the planet.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, the President of the United States says isolated more than ever. Meanwhile, Iran is hosting an event that has two kings, 27 presidents, seven prime ministers, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and the new president of Egypt, Morsi. So, that's so much for isolation. The reality is there is no isolation of Iran. The sanctions have not worked, and Iran is now engaged in a 120-member event sponsored by the United Nations. It's part of this non-aligned nations meeting, and it's being hosted in Iran by the Iranian regime. Meanwhile, they are calling the West, including the United States, providing acts of terrorism. And they said, and this is what they said, we as the main part of the international community, they're talking about all the people who are at this meeting, want a just policy to determine the fate of the Palestinians and oppose the illegitimate acts of the Zionist regime. And Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, is there. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The failed presidency as it relates to the Middle East has been clear. The evidence of what's going on around the Middle East is pointing to that. But the president is dreaming if he thinks that there's isolation of Iran right now that is in any significance. Jordan's actually coming to us from Tampa. Of course, the Republican National Convention is officially starting today, although there'll be no activities today because of the weather issues, and our thoughts and prayers for the people that will be affected by this hurricane. But Jordan, let's go ahead and first get us a sense of what's going on down there. And the Middle East issue, I know a lot of people are talking about Israel at these meetings you've been at.
Sure, we've been at plenty of events, even though today's official RNC, the convention, has not kicked off. It'll be fully kick off tomorrow with all the events. People can tune in on television tomorrow evening. We've been at a lot of events over the weekend. Israel, Iran, the Middle East has taken a center stage in the leadership of President Obama when it comes to what people call the Arab Spring and the Arab Winter and Islamic militant groups who have risen up to, I think, hijacked what, you know, protest movements that were mostly secular and young people. So a lot of talk to, over the last few days, we've been down here since last week, about leadership when it comes to Israel and the Middle East.
Talking about that, and as Jordan said, that the conversation on the Republican National Convention is really going to get started. It looks like probably tomorrow. They're adjusting it because of the tropical storm Isaac. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. When I come back from the break, I'm going to read to you a letter from Bill Kristol to the President of the United States about people supporting his candidacy for re-election that do not have a very positive view of Israel. We'll talk about that. But, folks, we're at 111,000 signatures on our petition backing Israel and going after Iran. We want you on that. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to get to 125,000.
Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls on the politics of what's going on in the Middle East and politics generally. An interesting letter from Bill Kristol, his organization. He wrote a letter to President Obama saying that it was particularly shocking to see that your campaign had recruited and was touting the support of, this is a group of rabbis who have no commitment to Israel's security and whose values are representative of a small and extreme group of anti-Israel activists. In this group, by the way, includes founders of pro-Hamas Fast for Gaza initiative. It even includes one person who was pleased to dine with, quote, Iranian President Ahmadinejad in 2008, and another who says the United States and Israel bring terrorism on themselves. That's who the Obama campaign is lining up in their pro-Israel groups, groups that are not pro-Israel. So you understand the nature of the conflict that's going on here, folks. Here's what we're doing. We know that Israel is going to have to take preemptive actions. We've looked at the legal issues surrounding that. We've analyzed their legality under both international laws of war and the UN. Now we're trying to build support. Danny Danone, the speaker, a deputy speaker of the Knesset, was on the broadcast last week. He said that he will personally deliver these petitions to Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, letting him know that the American people are going to back Israel, even when the president sends not only a mixed message, but a dangerous message on the politics. But we want to get to 150,000 is our goal. I'd like to get to 125,000 by midweek. We're at about 100, and with phone calls, about 118,000 now. So, folks, I'm going to encourage you to go to aclj.org and sign that petition online or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And we're going to go right to our phones. Patty's calling from Missouri. She's on line one. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Jay. First of all, I just don't understand how the people of America can continue to let President Obama make the rulings or the decisions that he does. What in the world is he thinking of, and what kind of secret plan has he got going when he sends his representative over to Iran? Because we've seen in the past what he's done and what he's said.
Well, the United States did not send a representative to the non-aligned nations. The Israelis protested. It was the UN Secretary General that went to this meeting. And Jordan, the impact on this, though, is, and Patty's bringing up an important point, the message that the president's sending when he said Iran, we played this in the beginning of the broadcast, is isolated. They're hosting 125 countries, including, as I said, prime ministers, kings, two kings, 27 prime ministers, 27 presidents, seven prime ministers for the summit, including UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon and the new president of Egypt, Morsi, who's the first time an Egyptian has been to one of these events in 31 years. So there's no isolation going on here, Jordan. He's really incorrect as a matter of law and as a matter of fact.
No, it's a majority of countries in the world. This is the largest organization of countries outside of the UN, this non-aligned movement. It makes NATO look very small. It makes the European Union look small. This is a very powerful organization. Even though they call themselves the non-aligned movement, when you look at a lot of the membership, these are people that have questionable histories when it comes to the business practices they do, the weapons trade they're involved in, their human rights records. These are the countries who say, we don't want to be involved with the Western world. We are not taking on Western values of human rights and freedom and liberty. And they went so far as to be located this time around in Tehran, where you've got anti-American, anti-Western symbolism throughout the city to welcome in these delegates. The UN Secretary General goes there, all justifying it, all giving them a lot of weight into saying that President Obama can say what he wants to say. They're isolated. Ask the kings that are there. Ask the prime ministers. Ask the world leaders. Ask the 120 countries that are represented in Tehran right now how isolated Iran is feeling.
They're not feeling isolated at all. That's the problem with all this. Hey, folks, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan's going to be broadcasting from Tampa this entire week. Obviously, all eyes on Tampa, but also a lot of those eyes also on the tropical storm Isaac that is going up the Gulf of Mexico and may well hit land as a hurricane. And that, of course, has got everybody looking. And, again, our thoughts and prayers. It's a pretty massive storm. Looks like right now it's going to hit. Folks, they're saying it could hit New Orleans, which is really tragic. We'll keep everybody posted on that and encourage your prayers for the folks there. Hey, I want to ask a general question here, and that is this. How important do you think the issue of Israel in the Middle East should be in this upcoming election? And are you pleased or satisfied where with either President Obama is or Governor Romney? How do you view those two different views on the Middle East, and how does that impact your vote come this election? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Kenny's calling from California on line 3. Kenny, you're welcome to broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, I have a question. It's regarding Israel. What will they eventually do if Iran doesn't back off of its intentions?
Well, I don't think Israel has been very quiet about what they will take necessary preemptive action, which means they will not let Iran get a nuclear weapon, and that means they will go in militarily if necessary. The question is, will they have the backing of the United States? Jordan, interestingly, we know that they have the backing of the United States Congress.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what we know about how Israel will respond. We know that Israel has said the only way to respond if negotiations completely fail is by military force. That would mean targeted strikes, not likely a full-scale war with Iran, unless Iran wants to take it that far. Yeah, I talked to Eric Steckelbeck from CBN News, their terror analyst, last week, and he said that the truth is Iran will shoot back missiles. They will, people in Israel will be under attack, but because this regime is losing grip on power inside its own country and has got a lot of economic troubles, which it does, they're probably not looking for a full-scale military effort. Instead, they'd want to attack Israel through diplomatic processes like going to the UN or the International Criminal Court and accusing them of some kind of aggressive military action or war crime. So this is kind of what Israel's decision is. Yes, there will be retribution for any kind of an attack. Iran's a big country with a loyal military force, but it would be a strike. It would be strategic on the nuclear sites. I think also to point out that the new president of Egypt not only is attending this for the first time in decades, he's also visiting the Iranian nuclear sites. And these are two countries that, because of their religious beliefs, including the Muslim Brotherhood, who used to be no fans of the Shia Islamist in Iran, because of their Sunni faith, the radical Sunni faith, are now becoming closer and closer friends.
Let's take a listen to Benjamin Netanyahu. This is number 23. It's a great answer to the question, say, what will they do if this does not stop? And it's not stopping. They're not curtailing their events in Iran or their activities in Iran. Take a listen to number 23.
If somebody tells you that he's going to exterminate you, believe him. And I add to that, believe him and stop him.
So I think Israel's going to be really clear on what they're going to do here. You're not going to have any kind of wishy-washy attitude here. Now, we've got an office in Jerusalem that works on these issues. We've prepared a significant memorandum of law that has reviewed the ability to engage in these kind of preemptive strikes that Israel may well have to instigate here with Iran. So these are the kind of things that are going to be happening. And when you look at this, our job here is going to be to back Israel on this. We think that's the right approach. We think this idea that Iran's in isolation is a figment of President Obama's imagination. As I said, they're hosting 120 countries today, including presidents. I mean, on and on it goes. Presidents, prime ministers, and kings. So, including the Secretary General of the UN. So this idea that this is some kind of isolated regime, it just hasn't worked out that way. And again, your calls are important to us. We want to hear what you have to say. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I think we've got a contrary call coming in from Andrew on line one. Let's take it. Andrew, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, yes, I was with my mother this morning coming to work, and I was tuning into your radio station, and one of the things I was curious about is, this being a Christian radio station,
yeah,
why would we support Israel in striking Iran when we know that innocent people are going to die?
Well, because innocent people are going to die in Israel as well. And by the way, the Israelis are talking about a surgical strike on a nuclear facility. They'll try to, you know, you always have collateral issues. You're right about that. There's collateral issues. But you know what's gone on, and the Iranian regime called Israel a cancer that must be removed. They said that last week. So do you want these, do you not, would you be concerned if there were Israeli casualties? Because, and I, well, let me tell you something, a nuclear attack on Israel would wipe out the entire populace, or could well not wipe out the entire populace of Israel. So is that something you think you should be concerned about?
The stability of the Middle East. You know, Palestinian people are
Do you know that I represent Palestinian Christians? Do you know that the American Center for Law and Justice represents Palestinian Christians?
Soldiers of Israel.
Yeah, you didn't listen to a word I just said. Are you aware that the ACLJ, we represent Palestinian Christians?
Then how do you support the killing of innocent people?
I don't support the killing of innocent people. I support Israel being able to take preemptive action to protect its citizens from another Holocaust.
There's no proof of nuclear weapons.
Oh, okay, here we go. Well, you know what? You know, so what, do you want the proof to be the mushroom cloud?
Dialogue, that's all I'm asking for. That's not Christian.
No, you know what?
Also, what's important, I think, to point out is that in this situation, Iran has been told to knock your nuclear program off by the entire world, including the United Nations. They won't do that. They won't let weapons inspectors in. They won't let the IAEA in. The truth is, Andrew, you're okay with Israelis being killed. You're okay with the Jewish community being killed. Doesn't seem very Christian to me that you pick it aside and said, let them perish. Let them get attacked by a nuclear weapon.
All right, folks, this could be the last day for you to sign on to this petition. We encourage you to do so at 1-877-989-2255. We think with phones we'll get to 150,000. 877-989-2255 to back Israel or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now
and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're going right to our phones. Mary Ellen's calling from Illinois. She's on line four. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Jay. I have a question.
Sure.
About Russia fitting into
yep.
this, because we know that Russia's been supplying weapons in the Syrian conflict.
Correct.
We also know that President Obama whispered something to Putin about, his flexibility after the election.
Well, he whispered it to Medvedev. That's who sent it to Putin. You're correct. So you're asking what the Russian role in this is? Not helpful. Russia is a big trading partner with Iran, as is North Korea. They are vetoing in any kind of major security in the Security Council regulations or policies that come forward, resolutions. Russia constantly is the veto threat. We've got an office in Moscow, folks, so we're working on this. But, Jordan, when you look at the Russian situation, definitely not helpful.
No, not at all. I mean, this is part of the non-aligned movement. This is part of getting the weapons to Iran, the business with Iran, doing, again, keeping the Iranian economy alive. The problem has been that the sanctions have worked in the sense that the Western world has stopped doing business with the Islamic Republic of Iran. But we have given waivers to countries like India, China, Russia, to let them slow down without violating sanctions their purchases of Iranian oil, crude oil, and also doing business there, building structures. There are obviously companies that are not Iranian building those nuclear sites. Many are Russian. And so you've got this whole group in the world, and to act as if Iran is so isolated. Remember, the Soviet Union was pretty isolated, too, outside of the Soviet Union. But they were very strong within. And Iran has been able to be a major economic player because it has oil. And as long as the United States allows countries to get away with buying oil from the number one state sponsor of terror in the world, who won't listen to the UN or the IAEA and let the inspectors in and tell the truth about their nuclear program, so long as that happens, there are not many other options to stop this nuclear program other than an eventual military action. And that is the problem.
All right, Jesse's calling from California on line two. Hi, Jesse. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
Our president has the heart. His heart is for Iran and Muslims. It's not for Israel. It's not for this country. And it's really disheartening to hear that he's got it wrong. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, I'm not going to say his heart is for Muslims, his heart is for this. I mean, his sympathies lie with this notion that somehow you could have this democratic regimes operating like a Jeffersonian democracy in the Middle East, which does not work. And then you look at this letter that Bill Kristol just wrote last week to the president, where he's talking about some of the people that are on the so-called Rabbis for Obama list. And these are rabbis that are pro-Hamas, pro-Iranian. And those are the ones he has listed on his group, which makes sense because he does not, folks, he's not a big supporter of Israel. He's been, his policies have shown that. Whether that will change if there's a military action is another question, but certainly his policies have not been helpful. Carrie is calling from Arizona on line three. Hi, Carrie.
Regarding the previous caller that called about the Palestinians.
Yep.
If Israel were attacked, I have 2 points. If Israel were attacked, many Palestinians would be killed, not just Jews, not
correct.
Just Israelis. So if he's just concerned or if people are just concerned about the Palestinians, many of them will die if Israel is attacked. And there are many Palestinians who have become Israeli citizens, and they are afforded. The women are afforded more rights. They would prefer health care. They have benefits, schooling. They're safe in Israel. They would prefer to remain in Israel. They asked them. They would prefer to remain in Israel than go back to their homeland.
I have talked to them. Jordan has worked with them closely. And the fact of the matter is they'd rather be under Israeli rule than Hamas any day of the week for a Palestinian Christian. Jordan, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the bottom line truth. It's the facts of the situation. And I think that is what people don't understand. And listen, so many the casual observers who think, I feel so bad for the Palestinians. What about the Palestinians? And they don't really understand the full scope of the situation. You've got Hamas and that kind of situation, but you also have the West Bank. As Colin was just talking about, there are plenty of people there who hope to keep their Israeli citizenship, who want their families to get Israeli citizenship. They want to be part of the Israeli system of schooling, education, even service programs, because it is a much better life with more human rights. The only area in the entire Middle East, territories included, with full religious freedom is the state of Israel.
All right, let's take some more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Marcus is calling from California. Hi, Marcus.
About the last caller, one of the last callers, he was talking about going to war, how it's wrong. But
right.
The Bible says that we can protect ourselves when other people are coming at us. And Iraq is threatening to go at them. And murdering and killing are two different things.
Absolutely. And by the way, you know, all nations have preemptive ability to protect their citizens. There is no doubt about that. I appreciate your call on that, Marcus. I don't want to give I think his name was Andrew, too much attention because he was not listening to our dialogue and didn't want to hear that we represent Palestinian Christians through international tribunals. Rudy is calling from Florida on line 4. Hi, Rudy, you're on the air. Rudy, you're on the air.
For God be with y'all. I was trying to find out about Romney.
Yes.
What's his stand in reference to defending Israel?
Right? Well, he's been very clear and very direct that Israel's our most important partner in the Middle East, and he made this statement we're going to have for you in a moment where he talks about Jerusalem being the eternal, undivided capital of Israel. He says he's thrilled to be in the capital of Jerusalem, and we'll get that fight for you in a moment. But Governor Romney's been very clear on that, Jordan, on the whole issue of his support for Israel. He's longtime friends with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, this is someone who has worked with Benjamin Netanyahu before either were in government, before either were leading or running to lead their countries, respective countries. They worked together at the investment company. It's come under attack. Bain, Netanyahu also worked there. And the truth is, he went to Jerusalem and declared it to be the capital of Israel. That is a major statement from a world leader, especially from a potential president of the United States, to make that statement to the world that this is the city we recognize as the undivided capital of the Jewish state.
Here's a major shift. Yeah, let's hear what Mitt Romney had to say about that very topic.
It's a deeply moving experience to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
Very different from the current administration's policy on the capital of Israel, but also very different from their policy of engagement. And again, with the situation with Iran, very, very serious. Hey, folks, Jordan's going to be taking your phone calls live, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan Secular Show following this up, 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to Jordan on air. Folks, this is the last day. I've got to get this petition delivered. So this is the last day we're going to have it available on the radio broadcast. So if you've not yet signed up in support of Israel, go to aclj.org and sign that petition that's going to Benjamin Netanyahu and others, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, and I encourage you to do that. Now, Jordan, you're going to be broadcasting from Tampa this week. What do you have coming up on your program?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Israel today. We're also going to be getting into the politics of everything happening here in Tampa, what to expect. We're going to be diving into that more in the next couple of days, so people don't want to miss it. We're taking phone calls as well.
All right, folks, so if you want to talk to Jordan, 800-684-3110. But, folks, last day for you to engage on the Israel issue, go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. By the way, when you go to aclj.org, we're finishing up that matching challenge. Make an online donation, we get a matching gift at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.